In this little series, all we're doing is looking at the virtues. So last week, we began looking at the theological virtues, and we saw that they're the free gifts which God infused into our souls at baptism, and they're called faith, hope, and charity. So we started looking at the gift of faith, which is that virtue by which we believe in God and all that he has said and revealed to us, and that the Holy Church proposes for our belief, because he is truth itself. And then we looked at the different ways in which we can increase that gift of faith in us through prayer, through attending the sacraments and practicing acts of faith. So this week we're going to look at the theological virtue of hope. Now, what do we mean by hope? We might hope for a fine day, or we might hope to win the lotto maybe, or that Limerick will do the double this year in the hurling. Please God, that'll come true. But these are only expectations or desires for something good. The theological virtue of hope goes much, much deeper than that. And the Catechism tells us that hope is the virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in Christ's promises and relying not on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. So let's break that down a little bit. Theological virtue of hope is a desire and an expectation, but not just for passing goods. Like Limerick winning in the hurling would be great, but it would be passing, it would be fleeting. It is a desire for the ultimate good, and the ultimate good is God himself. And we've often quoted St. Augustine here in the programme, where he said, "Our hearts are restless, Lord, until they rest in you." So we're created for God and for union with God. And that union with God in heaven is our ultimate goal and will bring about our greatest happiness. Of course, even if we start working towards bringing about the kingdom of heaven on earth now, that happiness can take root in our lives as it is. We hope for heaven, not relying on our own strength, because, John, we know we're weak people and we know our failings. So who do we rely on then? We rely on God himself, on the Holy Spirit. We hope for heaven because we place our trust in Christ's promises. And that's how the virtue from last week, which was faith, and the virtue of hope are related. We hope because we have faith. When Jesus was preparing the apostles for his passion and death, he told them that he was returning to the Father. And if you remember, he said, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. Believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house there are many places. If it were not so, would I have told you that I go to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, so that where I am, there you may also be." That's John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. So then, why do we call it hope? If Jesus has promised to prepare a place for us in heaven, why is it not a certainty? Well, because we have the gift of free will, and we can choose to love God and to respond to his grace and be united with him forever, or we can choose to walk away. And that is such a powerful choice, but it does mean that we're free. We're free to love. So if we didn't have that freedom, if God forced us to be with him forever in heaven, we would be slaves. We wouldn't be children. So we can freely choose to love God and each other or not. But we're not left on our own to do this. The Holy Spirit, whom we received at baptism, helps us every single step of the way. Hope is a beautiful gift because it keeps us from discouragement. We all know life can be hard at times. And even with the Brexit thing going on, there's a certain amount of, you know, trepidation, and we're not sure what's going to happen. Hope keeps us going no matter what happens in our lives. God never abandons us, of course, but sometimes we can feel like he has, especially if we're suffering or if a loved one is suffering or if we're grieving. We hope because we have faith in God. That hope also leads to the happiness that flows from charity, which we'll look at next week. In other words, if we are people of hope, we will be people of love. And love is wishing the best for the other people, wishing the best for our brothers and sisters. Of course, hope can be fragile at times. So what can we do to renew our hope in Christ? Again, like last week, we can pray for the gift of hope. We can pray in our own words or making an act of faith that we might have learned off in school. Hope is strengthened the more we use it. Romans 12:12 encourages us to rejoice in your hope, be patient in tribulation. You see, when we turn to Jesus and tell him that we trust him, that we hope in him, and that we love him, even in the midst of our trials, he will strengthen those gifts within us. It's easy to hope when all is going well. The great test is, do we continue to hope even in times of trial? And of course, our hope is always expressed in our prayer and nourished in our prayer. And this morning, I would recommend that you look at the prayer, the words of the Our Father, because that, according to the Catechism, is the summary of everything that hope leads us to desire. If you think of the words of the Our Father, every time we pray the Our Father, we are hoping for union with God in heaven, and we're praying for the graces needed to get there. So maybe during the coming week, when you're praying your rosary, or when you're at Mass, or when you're praying the Our Father in private, we might pray especially for an increase of the gift of hope in us and in every person. The sacraments, of course, also increase the gift of hope within us, especially baptism, in which we first receive this gift and become children of God, the Eucharist, or Mass, which is the pledge of our future glory, and the sacrament of reconciliation, where we go to Jesus trusting and hoping that he will forgive our sins. And we're going to finish today with a little quote from St. Teresa of Avila. Now, St. Teresa was a fantastic saint and a doctor of the church. She was also the saint who fell off a cart at one point and said to the Lord, you know, if you treat your friends like this, I can see why you don't have so many.
Yes.
But she wrote some beautiful things about prayer especially, but about hope as well. She said, "Hope, O my soul, hope. You know neither the day nor the hour. Watch carefully, for everything passes quickly. Even though your impatience makes doubtful what is certain and turns a very short time into a long one, dream that the more you struggle, the more you prove the love that you bear your God, and the more you will rejoice one day with your beloved in a happiness and rapture that can never end."